in our show today.
Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Wanda McKinley, and co-host, Stephanie Kennedy Alford. I am the founder of We Are Survivors, which is a nonprofit organization. Our purpose is to provide a stable environment for abused and battered women and children by providing temporary shelter, counseling, and employment training. We want to help women transition from abusive situations to being self-sufficient women in society. We Are Survivors' vision is to empower women and to show them that they can and will survive and thrive in society on their own, and to uplift them and provide them with a new life and a new perspective of what a normal life should be by enhancing and elevating them. I am a survivor of domestic violence. I was raped from the age of 7 to 18 by my biological father as well as my stepfather. My ex-husband was also abusive. He was sexually, financially, verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive. And I was with him for 12 years. God has called me to be transparent so that I may help women and children who have walked or may still be walking in my shoes. Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing today? I know today has been an interesting day for me, so I wanted to see exactly how your day went and if you had any interesting things to tell us before you started talking about our fundraising event. How are you doing?
I am blessed.
Good.
This has been an interesting week. Interesting week. That's all I can say.
So what you got for some fundraisers?
We Are Survivors currently have several fundraisers that we would love to have your support with. We currently participate in the Kroger Plus Rewards card. If you currently have a Kroger Plus reward, or if you will get a Kroger Plus reward, you can go on Kroger.com, register your card, and choose an organization to link to, which is We Are Survivors. We then do it by name. And then each quarter, we will receive a donation from Kroger, according to what you spend. We also do the Tom Thumb reward card, and you will link to We Are Survivors as well. And they'll give us a donation. So do the CPN discount card, which is $15 annually. So for $15 a year, you get discounts all of them. We currently do the Compass Bank program, where if you have an account with Compass Bank, if you will link it to We Are Survivors, they will send us a donation as well. If you are interested in any of those, you can either text me or call me, and I can help you get linked up to participate in any of or all of those that I just mentioned. My number is 817-320-2571. And, Wanda, I'm going to let you share the one that we do with the photographer.
Great. Yes. And actually, he actually texted me Tuesday. So, which is great. We're getting some people are actually reaching out to him. This fundraising event is called the Purple City Project, and it is a domestic violence awareness photo shoot campaign. And you can book either personal or professional. And the photographer's name is Charles. He goes by City. And What the purpose of this fundraising event is, some of the proceeds will be donated to We Are Survivors so that we may be able to provide hotel rooms for women and children who are in need of a place to go, and if we're unable to find a bed available. And a lot of people in the community don't really know how hard it is to actually find emergency beds for women that are actually leaving a domestic violence situation on the spot. He has actually probably about four or five different options. I'm going to tell you about the most two popular ones. The first one is a $55 package, which is valued at $100. And it's a 20-minute session up to four people. You have unlimited shots, one look, which means that you only have one outfit, ladies, and two edits, which means you get to pick two of your favorite pictures from the ones that he took. And, again, that package is $55. You have an $80 package that is valued at $160. That is a 45-minute session, up to four people, unlimited shots, two looks, which means you get to change clothes, and four edits. And I did that one, and I'm telling you, it was so much fun. I wanted to put on another outfit. But then, again, I have to give hands up and a clap to models because that's a lot of work. It looks easy. They make it look easy, but it was a lot of work. If you want to reach out to Charles, his number is 214-591-1370. Again, his name is Charles, and his number is 214-591-1370. And I know for me, I've started actually with the Tom Thumb. All my coworkers, I've actually printed out, because there's a form they can fill out with their card information. I've started printing those out and getting my coworkers' information and turning it in. So I'm, like, making sure everybody and anybody that I come across, I know everyone has a Tom Thumb card and a Kroger card. So I've been collecting everyone's cards, because we do get our quarter results, so it really work. So we are really excited about different opportunities to raise funds. A lot of times people don't want to necessarily come out of their pocket, but we all have to eat, so we all go grocery shopping. That's a way for you to actually feed your family and also help provide for another family by just simply going to Tom Thumb and or Kroger's, Compass Bank. If you have an account with Compass Bank and you use your debit card, automatically, once again, by you providing for yourself and your family, by using your debit card, you will also be providing for another family. So that is really something to really think about, because, like I said, I know a lot now, time's really hard, and that extra money may not necessarily be just, you know, available, but if you just sign up for these types of fundraisers, you're raising funds without even changing your everyday normal life process. Today on our show, I'm really, really excited. We have a phenomenal woman who is a survivor, who is a successful businesswoman, who is going to share her story, even based on time. I hope she can also tell us a little bit about what she does in the financial world, how she's looking forward to working to empower women, to educate women, to actually just be able to make a difference in a woman's life, especially for survivors that come out of a situation and are really looking for a way to be able to stand on their own two feet, to be that independent individual that they know is in them, but need some type of guidance and some help to even get to that point. Miss Alice, how are you doing today?
I am absolutely phenomenal, Miss Wanda. Thank you so much for asking.
Well, we want to thank you for being part of our show, and I just want you to, we kind of like have girl talk, and kind of, you know, just, my first question I'm going to ask you, though, because this is a new year, did you make a New Year's resolution? Did you make it, and then are you going to keep it, and what was it? That's my first three questions.
Okay, and Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you so much. Absolutely, I made a couple of New Year's resolutions. The first and foremost for me, because in 2016 I do have the oxygen mask on, Alice,
my first goal is to make more money. You really can't help people without having adequate funds, and we found that out. And even in building God's kingdom, it takes money.
Yes.
So have not seen anyone really be successful with helping anything in any areas, you know, without having substantial cash. So we're going to do that. When we looked at our lives and looked over our goals, we were able to reach most of them in 2015 or come very close. But what we did realize is we're so blessed, Wanda, and everyone can look into their own lives and realize that when you can write a check for the situations or the problems that you have going on in life right now, they really aren't problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they really aren't situations. You just need a vehicle. You just need a resource to get to the finance so that you can write that check and get rid of that situation. So with that being said, I'm just blessed to be a blessing. I'm so grateful. I know that the Lord has allowed us to see another year for good reason. There's still a lot of work to do.
It is. It is.
Now, you said too, was that all inclusive?
No, actually, the second, and to some it may be silly. You know, sometimes you can be so focused on life, just
mm-hmm.
be way too serious. Even though I thought, you know, that I have fun in what I do and how I interact with people. But I just kind of, you know, you do that self-inventory at the end of the year. I just saw myself a little more uptight than I want to be in the second half of my life. So I have made a decision to have more fun. I have really lightened up. You know, after coming out of a couple of marriages, been engaged a couple of times, really want to be in a committed relationship. But I'm okay with where God has me right now. And if it's meant to be that I had to spend the rest of my life by myself, because as my kids say, Mom, you are so picky. You just need to release, you know, relax your standards a little bit. I said, definitely not now. And so, but what I'm doing, I'm just engaging in more conversations. And I don't see it as any more than just having a conversation. Or you know, going on a date and having a cup of coffee or sharing a meal. That's all I see it as. And I've just lightened up, loosened up, and I'm just laughing more and I'm having more fun. I'm liking me. I thought I loved me as much as I could. I'm just really liking me a whole lot better in 2016 than I did 2015. And I'm like, oh, man, if I keep this up over the next few years, I'm really going to be something else.
Wow. Now that,
so it's just to have more fun. It's just to have more fun and just really appreciate life. Just appreciate life, because there's some folks that didn't make it, Wanda, you know, and we're blessed.
Yes.
We're blessed beyond
mm-hmm.
measure. Absolutely.
Now, to hear the life and the excitement in your voice, share with us, because I didn't mention you're a survivor. Can you tell us a little bit about your story?
I'd love to. I'd love to. My story is definitely for God's glory. And I married very young. I had children very young. I knew nothing about relationships. I knew nothing about men. My ex-husband was my first love, my first everything. And you know what I mean, first everything.
Mm-hmm.
Father of my kids, I look back now, and I tell him now, as I pray for him, because he's on kidney dialysis now and just really, really suffering. But I tell him now, you were so mean. You were just a mean person. But, you know, sometimes you just have to look at where a person comes from. And I found out so much more about his background being so contrary to what I saw on a daily basis, right? because people aren't just like that for no reason. And when we learn to take, people just don't wake up one day and just decide they want to be mean and just beat on their wives. There's something in their past that triggers that. And that's my belief. And not that I excuse that, because that is totally unacceptable. However, being young, being a young mother, didn't start out right away. Probably the verbal abuse did, but I didn't recognize it because my first love. I was so happy to have somebody love me because I had some voids in my life that I was looking to be filled by other people, because I didn't have the sense or the wherewithal at the time to really allow God to fill me up. So I went through the marriage in my early 20s, starting out, you know, with some verbal abuse, starting out, you know, with a few punches here and there, 7 trips to emergency room.
Wow.
The last one, I remember my ex literally, because he played football at a major university, was very strong, picked me up by my breast, tore my tissue, ripped my tissue under my breast.
Wow.
And, you think about all of that and how bad it was at that time, running out of the house, maybe with no shoes on, with one baby and having to leave the other. You know, you go through all that pain, and then you realize how good God is, because through all of that, he never left us. He never left us. And so for 7 years, and I had people telling me, need to leave, need to leave. But when you have zero self-esteem or zero belief in yourself, where are you going? You know, this man loves you. He's the father of your kids. How can you take your kids away? Because you're also hearing that as well, and you can relate to that. And so you hear that so much, even through all of the pain, you hear that from every member in the family. And I'm getting counseling from my pastor. And, you know, I had a cigarette burn on my chest once, and he was like, that's it. You're going to take, this is my pastor, you're going to take karate lessons now. This is a man of God saying, enough is enough. You're going to take karate lessons now. But the karate didn't help. And it just had to be that thing, that spiritual force to let you know when enough was enough. I'd filed for divorce twice, and he talked me out of it each time. Because they'll tell you everything. Oh, I'm going to get my friends to get on the stand and say that you're this and that, and I'm going to take the kids, or, you know, I'm going to ruin your name. Everything gets in your head when your head is empty and fills it up with all the wrong things. And so I bought into that, and then it was just that last time at the emergency room, my parents sent me away to Birmingham, and I stayed away for a year with my kids. And however, I came back, but I came back with a made-up mind that if it happens one more time, I'm out. And it happened one more time. I filed divorce that third time. I see him now standing in that courtroom crying like a baby, telling me he never thought that I'd do that. And from that point on, my ex even shot somebody that after divorce, that I was just seeing, not even dating. We were divorced, and he shot half of this man's ear off. And that was honestly when the scripture says all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. That was for a blessing, because when he did that, he had to leave the state. By him leaving the state, it was better. My kids didn't know it at the time, that they did not interact with him. It was better for me, for him not to be around, you know, within a close distance of me and the kids. So even though he never paid a dime of child support throughout their life, it was okay, because, again, God made a way. So I just want to say to the sisters in the listening audience, God is a divine healer. He will allow you to forgive. Because guess what? Now we're all here in Texas. He's here. And every time we have a holiday dinner, my daughter makes sure she invites her father over. Because one thing I never did was badmouth their dad. And they always knew that had it not been for him, they would not be here. And so regardless of everything that happened in between, everybody has to forgive. And love covers a multitude of sins. And so when you forgive and allow yourself to let that go, that is the only time that the healing can begin. And it has to be a spiritual healing. So our Destined to Win campaign will help you with that healing process. And then we're going to dress you up with a makeover from head to toe. And then we're going to teach you some business skills. We're going to help you in the area of financial services. We're going to empower you with a license to now help change lives with what we do on a daily basis with our living benefits and with our tax-free retirement. And we're going to teach you how to be a business owner, to be self-sufficient, to be a six-figure earner, and to walk with your head up. That's what we're going to be able to do. And you're going to be able to live the lifestyle in which you were destined to live and to be able to expose your children to the lifestyle that you've always wanted to give them. I love working with my sisters. I work with everybody, but I love working with my sisters because even though financial services is a male-dominated industry, we deserve the goodness of life more than anybody else with all the hats we've had to wear, with all the crap we've had to put up with being and giving our all to everybody and leaving nothing for ourselves. We deserve to make the last days our better days. And I do believe that God saved the best for last. As I'm living it every day, to God be the glory. To you, Wanda, much success to you and your nonprofit organization of Empowering the Survivors. And I'm here to help you anytime you need me. I didn't really ask you how much time I had. Hope I didn't go over. But I appreciate you for allowing me to share.
Thank you. You're on here for an hour. We do have some callers in. I'm just going to open up the lines to see if anyone has any questions or any comments. So people that are listening, the lines are open in case you have something to say. Let me see. Let me get this one. The number is 2389.
So Women's Division, that was a nice treat, right? But next month, when the picture they capture before, expectations will be out.
The number that ends in 0416. Is there anything you have to say?
No, I'm just observing and listening to all of the goodness that's coming from that young lady's mouth. And God be the glory. God bless her. And may God continue to keep her in her strive to be greatness.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know we had brothers listening, too. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
No problem. I'm normally on her every Thursday listening.
Is your TV up? Is your TV that's up in the background?
That's not mine.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
So that is okay. Well, we do appreciate you listening every week. We do thank you for that.
I think Stephanie, she introduced me to the station, and I've been over here listening. I have gave my input in certain comments and certain topics. But I was just sitting here listening to her testimony, and I'm just like thanking God for her. For being able to survive that, because that just lets you know that she's a survivor. You know, God, like I said, God never leaves us. Even the hell we go through, God is right there with us. You know, we just got to keep that in mind, and that will help build up our spirit, man. And that builds up self-esteem, confidence in who we are and whose we are. So long as we keep that faith, even in our storms, we'll go through a winner. We already have the victory.
Amen.
That is so true.
Amen. Amen. You. That's so true. So true.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I was hearing a story, and it just puzzled me how the men today, or some men today, don't realize that you women of the world are a gift to us as men from God, and a lot of us men fall short into acknowledging that because of what the weight of the world is on our shoulders. And then too, that's not an excuse, because if you're a man of God, a kingdom man, you will realize and recognize a Proverbs 31 woman and treat her as such.
But you know what, brother? That a man has to understand what a Proverbs 31 woman is. How can he learn something if he's never taught? And men are more creatures of habit than women. They do more of what they see. So if they grew up in a household where their dad is beating up on their mother, and I know that because my son had to go through major counseling to keep his hands to himself. Not just on women, just being combative, period. He became an angry black man. And that's why we as women have to be so careful what we expose our children to. We can't be so caught up in life, love, anything other than God when we're raising our kids, because they see, they don't necessarily hear. It used to be, say, you do what I tell you, not what you do as you hear, not as you see, or something crazy.
Yeah.
That never worked. That never worked.
Yeah.
And so we
do
have
as I say, not as I
more, do. Not as I do. The kids gonna do as you do. That's what they gonna do as you do. That's what they do, and we did it then, and they do it now. And so we just have to be more careful as to what we expose our children to, because, I mean, it becomes a part of them. It becomes a part of them, and it's on us. That's on us.
Yeah.
So I'm just grateful for the knowledge and for the wisdom that the Lord has allowed us, and that's why the Bible tells us and teaches us that the old must teach the young, because we've gone through it already, and we try to tell younger people, you don't have to bear this pain. I promise you, if you just listen to me, I can spare you, even with our own children. You don't have to go through this, because I've already done it. Got the cap, T-shirt, the buttons. Everything else to go with it. You know, some listen and some don't. Some listen and some don't. And it really pulls on my heartstrings when I listen to how some of these young girls and young women allow men to talk to them, because that's where it begins, with that verbal abuse. That disrespect that comes out of their mouth then escalates to something physical. You know what I mean? And they're so desensitized to it, and I hear it because I'm around kids, whether it's in because I have kids. So whether it's out at events, sporting events or whatever, I hear how they treat them and how they don't, you know, make them treat them like the young princesses or the queens that they are. And when they accept that behavior, it only gets worse. So now you're raising up kids in a household that don't see it. They don't have a clue as to how a man should treat a woman, how a king should treat a queen. And it's just, it's on us, right? It's on us.
It's on us to make a difference now, to make a change in that, and we all need to stick together on that, because people that grow up seeing certain things in their household, they think it's normal.
Exactly. That's all they know.
Yeah.
That's what they see.
Yeah,
what they see is what they know.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Alice, when did you realize that you were starting your healing process, and what did you do towards starting your healing process, if you don't mind sharing?
Cried out to Jesus because I was so angry. I was angry.
Oh.
Here I am. I gave myself to a man, gave him two beautiful children. He promised to love me and protect me, and he was my worst enemy.
Right.
And I'm like, Lord, and I'm going to tell you honestly, I was mad at God because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go.
I didn't know how to heal because back our parents back in the day never talked about getting beat down, and you know they took plenty of beatings, but they never talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
They stayed with the provider because he was the provider, and took the lickings and kept on ticking. I was angry. I had no guidance. So the Lord isolated me so that I could do nothing but reach out to him. But what he let me know is that regardless of everything you've gone through, I was always there with you. I never left you. So I'm like, I got through that. I could get through anything. And it made me a stronger woman. And I can tell you, I'm the woman I am today because of that. And the love that I have in my heart now is because of Jesus.
You know, and I was about to say that, you know, he allowed you to go through all those storms and hurricanes to put you in a place where you are now. And this is just the beginning. Like you said earlier, this is the second half of what he has for you. So keep doing what you're doing, woman of God. I see you. I see your spirit. Yeah, and I see your heart.
Thank you. We're going to do it. We're going to help some sisters. We're going to change some lives.
Mm-hmm. As they say, we're going to make it do what it do.
That we are. And
people change
really
and world
excited.
Shakers.
Mm-hmm.
People changers and world shakers.
I do believe in my heart that if we can help to empower women, of course, the confidence and the self-esteem has to be addressed. But if we can empower them to be independent, because that's what happens, you know. Men mm-hmm. look for women that will allow them to take care of them. If you notice, very few powerful men are with powerful women. Have you noticed that? I've noticed that. I've just noticed that. I've noticed that because I'm telling you, they need that to feel powerful, to feel in
mm-hmm.
control.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many power men are going to tangle with me because I have my own number one. And so I'm just, if we can empower these sisters to just get their own, and when they feel I'm coming to the table, hey, bro, I appreciate what you got, but I got my stuff together, too. So now you're not going to just talk to me any kind of way, treat me any kind of way, disrespect me any kind of way, because we both in this together. I got mine, you got yours, we're going to put it together and see what it'll do.
And
but
appreciate
I'm just telling
each other's
you,
success.
Yeah, you have to.
Treat each other's,
and it's not a power or control. It's not a power or control issue. We're both in this together as two viable adults demanding respect from each other and what we do and what we have. And so the healing process started with Jesus, and it's all about forgiveness first. And when you think about all the times, and the Bible will tell us, how many times must I forgive my brother? 70 times 7. Daily. And then when you think about it and he tells you, you must do that because look at all the wrong thoughts that we have on a daily basis that the Lord has to forgive us for, not actions, thoughts, not even manifest to actions. The thought is wrong. That's a sin. So if I need that forgiveness, and I need it because I have flaws. Believe me, I have some flaws now. And so I need him to forgive me. So who am I not to forgive, regardless of what it is? I have to do that. And now it's just like that. I forgive you. I'm over it. I don't let it linger. I'm not going to let it wear and tear on me. I'm not going to give you that power to think that you did something to me so drastic that I'm going to walk around here and allow it to weigh on me. I'm not going to do that.
Yes, and then you feel so, it's like you're lighthearted, like you're happy. I had someone today tell me, it's like, you're always happy. I said, me? It was like, yes. But, you know, when something that you can't control,
gets to you or irritates you and takes your joy, it's like you can't allow to walk around holding things in. You can't allow. I spoke with a lady last night, and she was saying that she held a grudge with her ex-husband for a very long time, and God revealed to her that he knew in her heart that she still had this grudge, even though she spoke it with her mouth and she forgave him. God had shown her that she had truly not forgiven this man. And she said when she spoke it again but meant it from her heart, she was like, it was like weights had been lifted off of her, because now you no longer have that power or that control, because I have forgiven you, I moved on, and now I'm in a better place. And it does make a difference when you have the power within yourself to forgive someone and move past it. Because, you know, it's like it holds you captive.
No, that's how you take your power back, by forgiving. That's how you
right,
take your power
yeah.
back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. I could write a book, or I can't sing, or a song or something on forgiveness alone, because when you get that, you got that. You know what I mean? You
mm-hmm.
become empowered just with that alone. Because that's
yeah.
empowering. And I absolutely love it. Yeah, it is. It is. And it's something that we have to help others to understand, the art of forgiveness, because it is not something that is a given, because you're in pain. And, of course, you want to feel a certain sort of way about someone that has inflicted pain upon you physically, emotionally, you know, verbally or however. You want to hold on to that because that feels good to our flesh. And that's all
mm-hmm.
the devil. You know, that feels good to our flesh. And that's why you have to have spiritual accountability friends, girlfriends, that you confide in and talk to. Because you talk to carnal sisters, that's not good. That's not a good move, because when they
mm-hmm.
give you all that stuff from the pit of hell, then you're really on fire.
Right.
And you've just caused yourself more harm than good. So you have to have sisters that are going to give you what thus saith the Lord. And that's what I look for. See, I know I can't call my biological sister on issues, because she is not going to say, well, let's pray about it, like I would tell her, right? Or let's go to the Word or see what the Lord says about it. She's going to be like,
Gary, you should have did this, or you need to do that. Yeah, my sister's that way, too.
And we love them. And we love them.
Yeah. just know what we can talk about and what we can't talk about. We're not going to be out of that. Now, Alice, you had brought up about the financial independence. Tell us a little bit about what you do, because, of course, I already know what you do, because I'm on your team and getting ready to make some moves with you, because I'm listening to you talk the first time we met, which was, I'm going to even back this up. Y'all, I've got to share this. Because when God wants, when God brings his people together, his children together, and when you sit back and acknowledge that it's him, all you can do is smile. And the night I met Alice, I actually went to talk to a gentleman that's on her team, and I was going to talk to him really about fitness. And when I got up there, he introduced me to, it was probably about six people in the room. And somehow or another, the only people that was left in this room were me and Alice. And me and Alice sat and we talked. And before I knew it, we had been in the conversation for about 30 minutes. And the young man that I was coming in to talk to, I looked at him, I said, sir, I said, God did not bring me here to talk to you. He brought me here to meet Alice. And Alice and I and this young gentleman, we prayed together. But that night, Alice and I connected, and she was not the reason why I was coming up there, I thought. So from that encounter, then I got to, okay, so Alice, what is it that you do? Because her bubbly personality, if you see her in person, she, honey, she's that way in person. You hear it in her voice, but to be around her, it makes you energized. So then I was interested about, well, what does she do? How can I be a part of what you're doing? So, Alice, tell everybody what you do.
I help set the captives free. I tell you, I don't sell products. We make a difference. We make a difference. Empowerment, financial empowerment. We are doing something, and I don't know who the listening audience is or the demographics of the audience, but we are really empowering not only women, we're empowering people in our communities with financial strategies that have not been shared. I would ask everyone on the listening audience this evening, when is the last time someone has had a tax-free savings, tax-free retirement, tax-free planning conversation with you? That's what we do. We educate and inform you of your financial options to help grow your money and then withdraw it in a tax-free environment. Wanda, we have, as you know, a documentary that will be launching very soon here with James Earl Jones narrating, talking about something called living benefits. I mean, that just sounds good. Living benefits. Living means something that's happening right now while I'm living, as opposed mm-hmm. to a death benefit when I'm dead and gone and have no control. Living benefits is something that would be there for you when you need it the most. Many of us know people that have suffered with cancer, had heart attacks, strokes, Alzheimer's, end-stage renal failure, all of those things happening and devastating their lives. Not because they didn't have good health insurance to pay hospitals or to pay the physicians or the anesthesiologists. Not because maybe they didn't have a little Aflac to put a little change in their pocket. But because they could not go to work, thus to pay mortgages, to pay car payments. I'm a single parent with a daughter, senior in college. My baby is in college. Had I gone down prior to my living benefits, my whole ship would have gone down, because people might be able to help you out maybe for the first 30 days, 60 if you really have somebody with a real good job that doesn't have too many bills themselves. After that, they're going to tell you, you need to figure it out, but mm-hmm. I'm being foreclosed on. You need to figure it out, but I'm being evicted. Girl, you might be able to stay here for about 3 nights. After that, that's it. So the living benefits are there when you need it the most. So the documentary will be launching, James Earl Jones narrating, talking about the critical, chronic, and terminal illness living benefit. We will feature Dr. Jonathan from the Boston, Massachusetts area, who recently received a check from one of our A-rated companies in the amount of $732,000 upon a diagnosis of stage 4 lung cancer. So Wanda, when they came back and said, well, you know, Dr. Jonathan is back to work already, I'm not surprised. He got a check for $732,000. He didn't have to worry about his mortgage being foreclosed mm-hmm. or his car being repossessed or his kids having to come out of college or feeding his family or even paying his benefits. He didn't have those typical worries. You know something else Dr. Jonathan shared? He said even with all of his almost perfect health benefits that he had in place, he still had to come out of pocket for about $125,000 for the better care that is usually not offered to people that don't have access to cash, because it's not covered by your traditional insurance company. How about that?
Wow.
So there's no wonder that he was back to work in 30 days from stage 4 lung cancer. he'll be on our documentary. So that documentary is going to question America because it's going out. PBS has produced this documentary. It will be shown on Bloomberg. It will be on CNN, all your major networks. They're going to ask the families, do you have the new kind of life insurance or do you have the old kind? The new kind is the new type of insurance you don't have to die to use, and it's there when you need it the most. Please call us, 1-800-DALLAS.
Right.
Dr. Alice. So it's going to be revolutionizing in the manner that it's going to protect families. But again, we've got the oxygen mask on ourselves, and it's going to generate leads, which will ultimately equal to more dollars in our bank account so that we can do those things in which we are called to do. And I'm so happy and proud to know Wanda and to be working with her with the heart that she has for helping people. I see us together going into shelters, women that are there with degrees or no degrees, but with a desire to do something great, to have something more than what they have now, and to be able to help them and coach them through this transition, because that's all it is. It's called
right.
going through for a reason, because you're going through to get to a better life. And so we have a vehicle and an instrument to make that happen. And, you know, we help you with all that. Study for your test, become a licensed professional. You think that can help boost some self-esteem and some confidence, that you are now a licensed professional in financial services, earning a six-figure income or a seven-figure income, depending on how hungry you are. I have no doubt in my mind that Wanda will be a seven-figure income, and the fact that our company is offering equity share to give you a piece of the business and the company when they sell it, that is absolutely phenomenal, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So that's just a little snippet of what we have, Wanda. And if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
And that, too, you can also go ahead and give out your contact information, if you don't mind, so that people also have that. So even the people that go back, what I have noticed is we do have a lot of people that actually go back and re-listen to these. So if you actually give people your contact information, let them know they heard you on We Are Survivors, so they'll know how they found you. But if you give your contact information out, that would be good too.
I will be happy to do that. I, of course, am working with you, who is a licensed professional in financial services, and I'm happy to help anyone interested in the living benefits. If you have questions about tax-free retirement, I encourage everyone that's in a 401k, go and Google, actually YouTube, the Bloomberg report in the hidden 401k fees. You wonder why so many baby boomers are returning to the workforce. There's a big gotcha at that retirement, not the taxes, because they knew they had to pay taxes on that money, but it's those hidden fees that's getting them and causing them to return to the workforce. Or if you're interested in the living benefits, and that's just doing a review of your current plans, please feel free to contact me. My good contact number would be 817-714-9705. Again, the number is 817-714-9705. If you have that 401k, ladies and gentlemen, consider diversifying that account, because there's something coming down the pike with these 401ks in the stock market. Our products are indexed to the market, but they're not in the market, and guaranteed in writing that you never lose your money. That's huge. We represent A-rated companies, multi-billion dollar companies. Also in our documentary, very quickly, you will see Jim Mallon. He's a gentleman responsible for bringing the living benefits from Africa to the United States. He is the former CEO of AIG Worldwide Services.
a $515 billion company because he loves what we do and he sits on our board. So you also hear from him in that documentary. Wanda, it's been so much fun here with you on We Are Survivors, and we are survivors. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And thank you for the opportunity to share, sister, and to Sheila as well. Thank you.
Stephanie, it's funny that you mentioned AIG. I used to work for AIG. I was working at Comfort Justice. So.
Wow. Small world. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alice and Stephanie's coming to see you, too. Aha. Uh-huh. Just thought I'd throw that
Come
out
on
there,
down.
Too. Because Stephanie's been wanting to get into the industry as well. So you will get to meet Stephanie really, really soon. And for those, I have been a licensed agent since, oh my goodness, 2006. Yeah, that's been a long time. And it's actually very rewarding, and I love the fact of being able to help people. It's all about helping people. I am thankful that I've never had to deliver one of those checks when someone passes away, but to be able to help someone, and when they get ready to retire, they're going to think about me and be thankful that they listened. We really do appreciate the fact, Alice, that you took the time out of your very busy and chaotic schedule, because I've seen you run around the office several days. So I do thank you to stop and take a breather for about an hour to share your testimony, to share with us what you are doing in the community. We really do thank you for that. And actually, you was our first guest for 2016. Yay! Thank you so much.
That is really special. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
What an honor. What an honor.
I do want to thank, too, the people that were listening that had something to say or did not have something to say. We want to welcome you back for the new year. I know last week was just kind of like an open session, so we're really now today just really getting back into the swing of things, because we were kind of off for the 2 or 3 weeks, Stephanie. We were off for the holiday season. We Are Survivors. Yeah, 2 weeks. We Are Survivors are getting geared up for a lot of activity this year. We're really excited. Tomorrow we actually are getting our first class on getting trained how to become grant writers. So Stephanie and I are really excited about that, because, of course, it's going to help We Are Survivors as we dig into trying to find funds for this such very much needed shelter. We also was at a meeting, what was that, Tuesday night, mm-hmm. City of Dallas. Learning about their funds that they're going to have come available for the budget and the grants that the City of Dallas get, like $24 million every year. And so we try to get all the information that we need. We do want to mention our partner, Irving, S&F Athletes. They provide students with services in a respectful and dignified manner without regard to race, color, sex, age, handicap, religion, or national origin. They do help young people in the urban community with students to develop, you know, self-sufficiency once again. They mentor these children, and a lot of times they are really parent role models for these kids, and we have partnered up with them, so we're excited about the work that we are doing with them and the difference that we're all going to make together. We Are Survivors is excited about actually being able to work with Alice and her group of financial licensed experts so that we can also have something for the women and men that will and may be interested in becoming
self-sufficient in the workforce, becoming your own boss, becoming someone that is responsible for making their own dollars, for making a difference in the community, for not only giving back to the community because someone actually helped you. And it is really a wonderful feeling to be able to know that you are helping a family. And even if you don't know, if you're yourself thinking, oh, I can't do that, I wouldn't sell yourself short. It's really a fulfilling career move to become a professional insurance agent, financial agent, making a difference, making some money, and only have to do what it is that you need to do, set your goals. The way I look at it is we all have to work, and we seem to work a little bit harder for others. But imagine putting that much more effort into something that's yours. And real quickly, for us, for me, I love residual income. There's something about going to bed at night, waking up in the morning, and looking at your phone, your emails, your alerts, and seeing that you had a deposit made overnight and you were asleep. It's nothing like it. You can't get that on every day, 9 to 5. So just a little tidbit to kind of help motivate that decision of becoming your own boss. It's a lot of work, but we work hard every day for somebody else. We as survivors actually want to thank everyone this evening. Feel free to contact us with any questions, comments, and survival stories, any testimonies that you may have. The organization's number is 214-454-2933. Again, that is 214-454-2933. Our email address is wearesurvivorsfoundation@gmail.com. We are actually, I'm excited because I talked to an individual today that's actually improving and updating because we've done so much to our website. For those who don't know, we do have a website, and it's wearesurvivorsfoundation.org. And you can go out there. We love input, anything that you might want to add to it. We're open to suggestions. But what we want to do now is actually want to thank God for you listening. I pray that today something on the show was said that touches your heart and that you can take from it. We are here to help and support, to guide, and to listen, and of course, to lift you up. In the name of Jesus, we will always worship his holy name. God bless everyone that listens. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.